Okay, I was on Washington Street, Boston 5 Cent Savings Bank in Boston, and that's where our branch was located. This particular day was a nice day outside, I guess, and so around noontime, just a little bit before noontime, I believe, that it was really, really busy, which it usually is because everybody that's in that area of the city would be out taking a nice long walk in their lunchtime. Anyway, this particular day, usually in that, and the branches, I guess this is what happens, they usually put the man, a man, at the first station, and then they filter in the ladies and whoever else is there, depending on how busy the branch is. So this particular day, there was three of us there, along with the manager. And the manager always sits down front, and he's on the same side as the tellers are, because the way the branch is set up, it's long and narrow. The two ladies I was working with, the closest one to me, to my right, was a young married woman. And to her right was another young lady who wasn't married. This particular day, we all had people in our lines, probably at least three deep. So I didn't notice this at first, but this young, well-dressed man, young, I think he wasn't even 21, who came into the branch, and he had on, I believe, a very light green leisure suit on, and he had a tie. He was dressed in a tie. And I think he had dark glasses on, too. But he came into the branch, which I didn't see again. He evidently went to the furthest teller away from me, because it was a woman. Well, the lines were slow moving at this particular busy day, so he must have gotten impatient because he left that third line, came to the second line, and waited there. Again, he must have gotten impatient and came to my line. I believe the girls noticed him when he started moving because they, along with the manager, all hit their alarms. So now the police were notified. At that time, the manager left the branch. He walked outside onto the sidewalk because there's always a cop out there at the intersection where we were in another street. But today, there was no cop. He wasn't out there patrolling traffic. So my manager comes back towards the branch and stays outside. Well, by this time, whatever time has elapsed, this young guy now is at my window right in front of me, and he's talking very quietly to me. He's saying, "Give me your big bills, give me your big bills, give me your big bills." So I looked at him and I said to him, course I was a wise ass, I said, "You gotta be kidding." He said, "Give me your big bills, give me your big bills." So I laughed at him and I gave him a few big bills. I didn't want to give him a lot of big ones, so I gave him just a few. Put him in his bag. Of course, he can't see what I'm doing and there's too many people around, so he can't cause a ruckus. Even though we think he might have had a gun, which he didn't have. So I pass him the bag, and as he turns around and leaves me, he's not looking at me now, he starts running for the door. He starts running, and I started running. I went through the swinging short little door beside me that led to the branch manager's desk and his secretary's desk. So I push through that because it's on a hinge and it's not locked. So bang, I go through the door. I hopped the fence that's right there, and before he got through the rotating doors, because they go around in a circle, I grabbed him by the neck, and just as I'm dragging him back in the bank, the manager is outside pushing the breakaway doors, the circular doors. He's pushing them the opposite way so they would break, and then they would break down. Well, as he's pushing and I'm pulling, we catch the guy's leg in the door, and he can't move. So then I hauled him down on the floor and he sat on him until the cops got there. Then they came in the side door, which one of the girls unlocked, and before you know it, they had the branch shut down. It was funny when the police came in, they threw the side door. I got off him, and another one got down there and handcuffed him right away. So he got away with nothing. And it turns out that we were the 13th branch or time that the Boston Fire's been held up by this kid. And he had held up, this is his second time holding us up, and he had also held up the sister of my cohort teller here. She even held up by this guy twice too up the street. So he ended up going to jail, and it turns out that he would come down, he was a student in some college in Worcester, and he would come down to Boston, hold up a branch, and go back to school. That's why he was dressed the way he was. He was ready for class. And he was into drugs. That's where we first started hearing about drugs, back in the mid-60s, actually late 60s. We each got $25, a $25 savings bond, I think it was, and we got a slap on the wrist because we should never do that or should never do it again either. Give him the money and let him go. Yeah, right. So that was the experience I had. Oh, in fact, the third teller from me, she actually wrote me a note and passed it to me. But she was so nervous when she wrote the note, I couldn't read it. I left it on my desk, and after everything was said and done, I said, what the hell does this say? She said, you mean you didn't know he was holding you up? I said, well, I can't read your handwriting. Look how bad this is. She was a lefty, and she was nervous. And she scribbles this thing, you're going to be held up or something. As soon as they saw this guy, they both knew he was there to hold them up again. Which number, I don't know, but we were his lucky 13.